Shall I tell you the story about the me on the train?
Yeah, the Leeds and QPR story.
I go to, last minute, I decide to go to the Leeds game, so I jump on the train on Saturday and go up to Leeds for the football. Leeds QPR at Elland Road. Anyway, they score after 100 seconds, at which point I yell out very loudly, "You've got to be kidding me!" Knowing I'm doing a 400-mile round trip. I'm thinking, you know, and we're already 1-0 down, like, you know, best part of a minute and a half into the game. Mm. Anyway, at half-time, we're 5-1 up. And I'm like, I can't believe this. Let's see if we can, you know, score some more in the second half. And we do. 6-1 ends up being. Unbelievable. All happy. And suddenly something dawns on me. I've got to get the train back to London with probably most of all the QPR fans. So I do an hour on the train and I'm getting away with it until I get up and try and get a drink. So that's, I'll have a beer, please, love. We've only got one tin of John Smith's left. Oh, great. Thanks very much. Brilliant. Do you have any hot food? Crisps? What? Do we have a microwave? No. And as I walk back through one of the carriages, I get recognised by a couple of Rangers fans, from Queen's Park Rangers fans. And one of them is very drunk and very moronic and a bit of an idiot. And he's going on, "What's in this port, Leeds? Are you a Rangers fan?" "No, I just told you I'm a Leeds fan." "What are you doing here?" "I've just been to the Leeds game, idiot." "So are you a Rangers fan?" "No." "Well, come on then, whatever you want, mate." And he starts giving it all the swearing at me and all that. "Yeah, whatever you want, mate." "Oh, go on then, say something funny then." Blah, blah, blah. Foolishly, I've gone, "All right, 6-1, that's funny. Oh, that didn't go down well at all." Now, not at all.
At this point, is the entire train carriage full of QPR Hoops fans?
Now, there's a couple of Leeds fans. One little fella comes up and goes, "You're all right, Chris, we're with you." There's some wimpy fella on his own. "Cheers, son, thanks."
Looking like Mr. Muscle.
Anyway, so I go back to my carriage, and there's a load of QPR fans there. And we got kind of like a little tiny smoking carriage. And anyway, this idiot seems to know the people that are kind of I'm sitting with. So he comes up, and they're all saying, "Oh, leave him alone, mate, you idiot," and blah, blah, blah. And so I get talking to the lads. One of them's an Everton fan who keeps telling me to say hello to you.
Hello to you.
And I've got all the names down. I've got four of the names down. And there was Raf. He was all right.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was Paul, who's an Evertonian fan, but he lives near QPR's ground. And there was Jamie, a Scottish fella. And there was Mark, who I was told to call him Funky Mark. They wanted me to call him Funky Gay Mark, but I said, no, I wouldn't do that, because something tells me he wasn't a homosexual.
Mm.
And I think his friends would have found that amusing. Anyway, Mark owns his own business. I know that, because he said it five times. Anyway, so we're all chatting away, and we're all getting on really well, and it's all fine. Until we get, all of a sudden, on the train, you know the old Tannoy announcement. This is for anybody who was on the 5:40 train from Leeds to King's Cross Saturday afternoon, and on any of the stops that, you know, if you went to London on that train. So we're sitting there, all chatting away, and you suddenly hear, bing bong!
Hello?
And it goes off. And we've gone, what's that about? What was that? About 20 seconds later. Bing bong!
Hello! 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 Rangers! Queen's Park Rangers!
I don't know the song, and he starts singing a QPR song, right? We've got Tony, what's his name, whatever. To which all the QPR fans now catch up. Hey! So I'm like, oh, good God, they've got all this. And we're... Rangers! Queen's Park Rangers! And you see the staff of the train pelting through the carriage, trying to find the tannoy. So anyway, that was it, and it goes off. A minute later, bing bong! Miles in carriage M, you're gay. Thank you! Right? This goes on for 20 minutes, right? 20 minutes. Elvis Presley impressions, loads of QPR songs, loads of mentions. So one of them go, bing bong. Hello, I'm stuck and I can't go to the toilet. Can anyone help me take a pee? Thank you. P.S. Miles is gay. And all this, 20 minutes it goes on for. The punchline ruined then when we had to stop at Stevenage, I think, while the police came on the train to try and find out who was on the tannoy. The staff were not amused. So wherever you are, mystery tannoy people, like GNERFM. Yeah. It really was. QPRFM.
And surprising good moon, bear in mind they've just been stuffed 6-1.
But you know, it was very funny. It was very, very funny. Bit of the language was a little bit choice, you know, for the kiddies that might have been on the train. There was a rendition of somebody doing their Michael Jackson from Bo Selector impression, which went on for about 3 minutes solidly. Shamo, mother! You mother! You mother! Or just on and on and on. So that was my train ride back. Nice delay, thank you very much. That said, I'll still be writing to GNER demanding my first class ticket money back. Thank you very much for ruining my journey. So that was my train ride back.